You're listening to SBS News.
One of the defining faces of SBS, Li Lin Chin, is leaving the network after nearly 30 years behind the news desk. Known for her authoritative presenting style and fashionable flair, the newsreader has been a mainstay for SBS viewers.
Paraguay's new president takes over after yesterday's coup, and clashes over an extravaganza in Vienna. This is SBS World News. Good evening.
A Gold Logie nominee, Li Lin Chin, has conveyed some of the world's biggest stories for Australian audiences, including the September 11 attacks, Nelson Mandela's funeral, and back home, the Port Arthur massacre.
And that's the bulletin tonight, on a day when tragic news here in Australia is reverberating around the world. The confirmed killing of 25 people at Port Arthur in Tasmania is the worst mass shooting in Australian modern history, and among the worst by a single gunman anywhere in the world in the past decade.
More recently, Li Lin Chin connected with younger viewers in a series of skits on SBS Viceland's The Feed. The self-parodying appearances showcased Li Lin's versatility and saw her battle through a knife fight in one episode and swig beer with other television presenters the next.
The newsreader's desk is no place for children.
Okay, Li Lin, it looks like you've reached your deadline.
Li Lin!
Enos, what are you doing here?
Born in Jakarta, Li Lin Chin was raised in Singapore and began at SBS subtitling Chinese films into English. She had a stint in radio at the ABC before presenting the SBS World News Bulletin in the late 1980s and early 90s. Her range of presenting techniques was utilised at SBS throughout the years, including as Australia's official Eurovision Song Contest spokeswoman in 2015.
Australia!
Petra, go moron and good day from sunny Sydney. It's wonderful to be participating again. Australia is up early this morning, and I mean the whole of Australia, and the jury has voted.
Anton Enos will be returning to SBS World News to present the bulletin on Friday and Saturday evenings. Mr. Enos returns after an extended break as he received treatment for bowel cancer. In his time away from SBS, Mr. Enos has raised awareness for the disease as a Bowel Cancer Australia ambassador and has also been a presenter at events such as the Sydney Writers' Festival. Many viewers may miss tuning in just to see Li Lin Chin's sartorial choices. More than 48,000 Facebook users have followed a page dedicated to Li Lin Chin's asymmetrical outfits. But the clothes and the voice are going.
And that's the world this Friday. Our next news in Tonight with Paul Murphy at 9:30, 9 o'clock in Adelaide. For the World News team, I'm Li Lin Chin. Good night.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.